CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Wildfire season well underway. Jeff is here to help me understand some of the photos he's been sending of these plumes of orange and yellow smoke at night. Spectacular and scary. I have no sense of proportion, so we begin with the fires that Jeff can see from Orange County. There's the Line Fire, the Bridge Fire, and the Airport Fire. Let's begin with the Line Fire. I believe that's the most recent. Good evening to you, Jeff. Where is the Line Fire?
Good evening, John. The Line Fire is out in San Bernardino County, and that fire has consumed about 35,000 acres. They did arrest somebody for alleged arson connected to it. But this, we thought early on down here, at least in Southern California, that was going to be the biggest test. It's still burning. It's at about, 14% contained. So they are getting a little bit of a toehold, but it's still quite difficult. Now, today, we've got a break throughout Southern California. The temperatures have dropped. Over a period of less than a week, we've seen a 30-degree shift in temperatures. So that helps firefighters a lot. The winds will pick up a little bit, which is difficult. But the terrain and all the fires are dealing with right now is extremely, extremely dangerous, very tough. And the fuel bed there, both with old fuel, old vegetation, dead or old growth, as well as more recent ones, that's compounding the problem for firefighters.
And we go to the Bridge Fire. Where is that, Jeff?
That Bridge Fire is in the mountains above Los Angeles and into San Bernardino County. This is one of those fires that's straddled the ridge and moved over on the other side of the mountains as well. And last night it was a big deal because there's a ski resort up there called Wrightwood or Mountain High, and they were able to save the ski resort. Now, we don't know the extent of the damage to structures in that area. They're thinking that it will have caused a lot of damage in Wrightwood, which is a nice little mountain community. But they did save the ski resort, which is a major source of revenue for that part of the world.
Is that the fire that they can't get firefighters to because of on the terrain and they're just dropping water on it?
No, that was the airport fire earlier. They are starting to put hand crews, as they say, on the ground for that, taking a different approach as it goes over the mountains down here in Orange County. But what has been difficult, I believe, up at the fire there, the Bridge Fire, has been the fact that there aren't as many water sources up there, and it's not as close to some of the airports where they use to refuel the retardant dropping tankers. So that hampers the firefighting as well. As I was looking on a recent Cal Fire map, I did not see any air resources devoted to that fire at the moment. That may change. But that, when they have a plane up there or a helicopter dropping either water or retardant, that really helps the firefighters and it helps cut the lines back a bit.
You sent me the video of a very large aircraft, looks like a 747, something big, making a run at a mountaintop, and then water comes spewing out of it. What fire was that?
This is the airport fire, which is in Orange County and in Riverside County. It's a pretty big fire right now, about 23,000 acres, 0% containment. It really burned up the whole side of the Orange County side of the ridge in the mountains there, Saddleback Mountain, which is a landmark here in Orange County. Burned over the top. It's still burning on this side, but it's really making its way down through the Riverside County area, the forests and the communities there. They've had to evacuate a number of communities. And these tankers, they call them, typically they'll be filled with retardant, which is a chemical that is, it's a dry chemical. They drop on the vegetation and that keeps the fire from moving, at least moving so quickly. And they've just been doing a remarkable job. Those pilots talk about a steel spine flying through canyons at hundreds of miles an hour, just a few feet off the deck to drop that stuff over very difficult conditions. The heat, the air that's coming up from these fires, it's a whole different kind of thing. If you think you've seen stunt flyers and military flyers, these folks are a whole different level of flyer.
Yes, Jeff, I wondered about that because those are big aircraft. Well, it might be an optical illusion. It looked like he was right on top of the ridge. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. Sometimes they're just 100 or 200 feet above. And, I've seen them go over before. I've never had it dumped on me. I know other reporters have had retardant or water dumped on them. But sometimes it looks like you can look up and almost touch them. They're so close. They have to get that low to make an effective drop. If they are too high, then it dissipates in the air and it's all for naught. So they have to get right down as close as they can to the ground in front of the fire, so that when the fire hits the vegetation that's covered with the retardant, it doesn't burn, or it doesn't burn as quickly.
We go north to the Park Fire. Where is that, Jeff?
So the Park Fire is in Northern California. That's up in Butte and Tahoma counties. And this was when we actually thought we might burn another month or more. But thankfully, because of humidity and other weather conditions that have changed, and the number of resources that they put on this fire had just been remarkable. So they've been able to knock that down. They now have it 99% contained. Now, contained is not the same as having it knocked down or extinguished. It means they've been able to encircle it with firefighters and resources, and they've got about 99% of the fire encircled. So once they do that, they can really move toward the knockdown phase of it, where they get the flames out, they make sure there are no hot spots, and it won't contribute to any other fires. But it's far from being finished, as any firefighter will tell you. It's not over till it's over. They mean that in the most final way. Until every hot spot's out, you have to stay on it, because that can erupt into a bigger fire again.
Big picture, Jeff, we've been through several fire seasons. Is this unusual? Is this expected? Is it early? Is it late? What do we know?
I think it's about right on time. You know, it's not unusual to have fires in September and October. It certainly feels like it gets tougher as we get toward the end of September, but it's not so bad in the sense of an early start. We did have some very high extreme temperatures. You know, we had 110 around here in my neighborhood. Up in LA, it was 118 up in the valley. So that kind of helped push it along. And I think if you want to point to anything, you can talk about the high temperatures. They played a huge role. But in at least two of the three fires we talked about today were man-made causes. One allegedly through arson, and the other one, the airport fire, they're saying was caused by some equipment as they moved some boulders around up near where the fire started, and it sparked vegetation, and boom, it went from there.
Are we talking about lots of tinder underneath on the ridges? Has it been building up for a couple of seasons, or has this been burnt through recently?
That's exactly what we're talking about. When I talk about a fuel bed, I'm talking about, for example, you go up into these canyons, the box canyons or the chimney type canyons, and you have vegetation that's been growing there for decades. You know, it grows, it dies, it grows, it dies, the typical cycle. And what it does is over time, it just kind of settles. Like you think about a mattress full of straw, it kind of gets compressed that way. And all it takes is a spark, an ember or something like that, and boom, it's off to the races, because you just have this tinder there that's just ready to go. And and that leads to the bigger vegetation, the trees and other things going up in the blaze too.
Finally, Jeff, I can't tell perspective when you send me these spectacular pictures. All I think is fight or flight. I'm fleeing. Do you smell these fires? Does the wind shift and cause trouble with respiration?
It absolutely does. Now, in the fire that I was at earlier, and that is the airport fire. I was fortunate enough, as were the people in that neighborhood I was taking the photos from, the flames and the smoke were blowing away from the neighborhood. You can still smell it. It's something, you know, this is a fire where the smoke goes out, you know, laterally at least 20 miles in some places. But, we're not getting the ash. We're not getting the embers. Now I have relatives and friends that live on the other side of the ridge, and they're getting all that. And they're having to evacuate just because the air quality is so bad.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,